The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Stuart Beasley, Lord John Budden and Mark Slater in the studio. Three meetings to look forward to on Sunday. Two domestically, one from Market Raising over Jumps, and a Jumpers Bumpers card at Kempton, and a very good card over in Ireland as well in Navan. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Ross Briley. How are you, Ross?
Hello, Mr. Mark Walton. I am better for knowing that soon I will not see your face.
That's changed.
Just for a second, you thought I was going to give you a compliment. No, I do. I like seeing your face, Mark. It cheers me up no end.
I don't know what to make of that, to be honest.
It reminds me of all the good work you did in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Not this again.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. No, Ross.
Can we buy a horse and call it Hoskins?
Yeah, if you want, yeah.
It's actually a good name for a horse.
It'd be all right, would it?
I'm fine, thank you, Mark. Just about finished building the boat, and then obviously next week we've got to go and get the animals.
Yeah. That could be a big job.
It might be a pretty big job.
I think it's underestimated how big a job it would be to get two of every single animal.
It'll be easier nowadays, though, wouldn't it? Because a lot of species will be killed off by the human race, I think. There'll be less than in those days.
Yeah.
I think, due to rapid expansion and whatnot.
Okay. If you could, well, it's actually become a relevant question, bizarrely. Well, you say relevant, it's very loosely relevant.
Yeah, right? Not to this podcast.
If you could pick two horses to take on the ark, obviously a boy and a girl.
If I could take two horses to put on the ark or take two horses to the ark. If I had two horses to enter in the ark.
Yeah. To put on the boat, which two would you pick?
Oh, do you mean to restart the thoroughbred?
Yes.
Wow, this is a really good question. One that is wasted on this podcast. Well, Galileo, I think, would be the obvious. Well, or Northern Dancer, because he did start, but then he's, you know, that was a long time ago. Probably Galileo.
Yeah.
Well, it should be Galileo and Urban Sea, wouldn't it? I suppose. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Potentially. But no, that's actually a really good question. Mm. Hmm. But one that, yeah, that does require perhaps an hour of debate and discussion. If we did a proper radio show, like if we did like a magazine style show,
yeah, like a chat show, kind of,
yeah,
style.
Which I think we should, but I think people would definitely listen to that.
Yeah, well, we could do it tonight after racing if you fancy staying, Ross.
Yeah.
Good.
I've called your bluff there, Mark.
Well. I'll leave it in the capable hands while it's done. I'll be gone by then.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we talk about some actual racing?
Yes. Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just checking.
If you like.
Right.
I've prepared many biblical responses.
Yes. Right. Sunday's racing comes from Market Raising over Jumps, providing that the weather doesn't get in the way of that. Mm. Kempton have a Jumpers Bumpers card where we have a couple of intriguing runners on their card as well, particularly My Tent or Yours. So we'll look at that race in detail. But we'll start with the Market Raising card because we'll go in chronological order. And the 3:20 is the first race. This is a novice's hurdle, a class 3 novice's hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And should we start here with Certification, who arrives here on the back of a Weatherby win last month and, could be open to further improvement here?
Yeah, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? He's a relatively awkward type to an extent. That was his debut win. He didn't win on the flat for Mark Johnston. But he made a decent debut at Newbury in a half-decent juvenile race behind Dowellan, and then he turned the form around with Ryak last time out at Weatherby. I just don't particularly think it's a particularly good race at Weatherby. That's the only problem with that. Ryak spurned. That was a good opportunity, and it was his fourth run over hurdles, and it doesn't seem to be progressing. And Jeb Sebo and Investment Expert have both come out and been beaten in similar events. So I think he's going to get improved past here. By Kilcooley, for the Longston team, who comes from the point-to-pointing sphere. Was second on debut on good ground in a bumper at Carlisle behind a Gamble Don Ronnie O'Leary trained individual. But then certainly improved on that in soft ground, his first run in soft ground at Market Raisin, where he beat a horse called Uppingham by six lengths.
Yeah.
Stayed on really, really strongly that day. Uppingham's since gone on to run a couple of times over hurdles behind some nice types, Diamond King and Rainbow Peak. I think that form is stronger. I think he'll clearly he's got plenty of improvement to come. He's related to Clondor Flicker as well, who was a bit of a slow learner and has just got his act together for Lucinda Russell over fences. So again, he's probably going to be a chaser in time, but there doesn't seem to be too much strength and depth in this race. And I think Kilcooley is the one with the most improvement in him if he's okay first time over hurdles.
Okay, so Kilcooley then in that race. Just one more to mention in there, Ross. What do you think of Lord of Scotland, who's had plenty of goes? A couple of pieces of his form from France look okay. He makes his debut for Alan King here.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's the most experienced in the field. I don't know what to make of him, really. Yeah. I mean, his RPRs over hurdles are certainly decent enough. Yeah, he might actually be the one to beat ahead of certification. But yeah, I'll reserve judgment on him until I see him, I think. The Alan King horses have come back a lot fitter,
right. Yeah.
And better since his well-documented problems. Yeah, but Kilcooley the one for me.
Okay. Kilcooley then at Market Raisin to Kempton we go for the final two races of this podcast. And we're doing jumpers bumpers from here on out. And the first one we're going to look at is the 440. The Kempton.co.uk Jumpers Bumper National Hunt Flat Race, a Class 3 contest over 2 miles, and we have to talk about My Tent Ayours here, Ross.
No, I refuse. of course we do, yeah. It's a really interesting move, actually, by the Henderson team. Instead of running him around in extremely heavy ground, they've decided to support this. And, I mean, Nicky Henderson had a really good time of it last time Kempton had a Jumpers Bumper card. He clearly takes them seriously. Again, it's a fair old test, isn't it? 2 miles round Kempton, especially if they go a decent gallop and with 16 runners, they should do. You don't want to be too far away. And My Tent Ayours is obviously a very strong traveller, and he was a talented bumper horse as well. It should be absolutely perfect for him. But he'll be long odds on anyway, won't he? So he's going to be almost impossible to beat, I think, against the horses that have turned up for him. But it's a lovely move. I mean, we've seen it more in Ireland, I suppose, with Dundalk getting a couple of horses going to Dundalk and running on the level a few years ago. So it's certainly I think it's a perfectly reasonable angle. Anything, I probably would have run him at Southall, because you'd have got more of a test in a way, because Southall got a jumper's bumpers on Monday, of course.
Yeah.
But obviously Nicky Henderson wouldn't, just round the corner, isn't it, really? Essentially, Kempton. In terms of things to beat him, I suppose Ranjan will be the most likely one. He finished second to Sergeant Reckless here last time out. He's rated 133 over hurdles, so he's got a fair old whack to find. But then the majority of these do. I think it's a good move. I think it's a very good move. I think he'll win. I'm struggling to find an angle,
yeah,
at all into the race.
Well, we will have obviously betting without on the site on Sunday. So if you take My Tent Ayours out of the race, does that give you an angle?
Maybe. No, to be honest with you, I mean, I talked about the race because you wanted to talk about My Tent Ayours.
Right.
I didn't think it was a betting angle. I think again, Ranjan. I suppose Right Step might be mildly interesting, but he's ridden by a claimer. Seventh Sky is rated 124 over hurdles, so he have a little bit of a squeak. First run on the all weather, though, I suppose he should handle it. I don't see why, any reason why he wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, it would be. I just think it's a really nice move for My Tent on Yours.
Yeah,
and it'd be interesting to see how people react to it in terms of. I don't think it necessarily affect the betting.
No,
but whether people see it as a positive or a negative or.
Well, I think it's a positive in terms of he'll get a nice spin round in something slightly competitive rather than just working at home. And
it's
not going to be bottomed by any ground. It's not going to cause any problems that way. It'll just should team up perfectly for Cheltenham.
Month away as well, Cheltenham. So it's perfect timing, really.
Yeah. That's pretty much what Nicky Henderson's been saying in the press of late, isn't he? He said something like, I'll have to phone the BHA and thank them for arranging this, because he just sees it as a perfect opportunity to tee my 10 hours up for Cheltenham. So.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I think, what is he, 4-5-1 champion hurdle-wise as well? He's got a great chance. Mm. It's, yeah, interesting. It is interesting.
Good. So my 10 hours should win the 440 then, and the final race we're going to look at is the 510. This is the Kempton for Weddings Jumpers Bumper National Hunt Flat Race.
Bear that in mind.
Yeah, coming straight after Valentine's Day, I suppose. It's a good time to advertise the weddings.
Yep.
Yeah. 2 miles is the trip for this, of course. And this one is probably more open. Well, definitely more open.
Definitely, yeah.
Who do you like for this one, Ross?
It's very open. Very, very open, in fact. We've got also like the Nephew, who's been running well over fences. He's rated 115 over fences. Then you've got lots of Tanks for that. He's rated 144 over fences. He hasn't run in a bumper since 2008, so it'll be a bit of a new old experience for him, as it were. He's 11 years old, so I think he might well give in to younger legs. Stopped Out, who's been running really well over hurdles and on the flat. Sorry. He's going to have a big chance here, Stopped Out, because he's a prominent runner as well, and I think this could really suit him. I could see Philip Kirby telling Adam Nicol to just get up there and make this a test for some of the horses who just won't have the tactical speed that this horse has got. All That Remains has been in reasonable form as well for Brian Ellison. Again, he's probably got a little bit to find on the figures. Oscar Prairie's got course and distance form as well. He won one of these last year. And he's rated 128 over hurdles. But I think it's the race that Domteline won and beat Damar Bay that's very much the key angle here. Mm. I was incredibly impressed with the way Domteline went about it, actually. He travelled very well all the way through that race. And he clearly enjoyed it. It was his first actual bumper run. He came straight from hurdles over in France. So that was impressive in itself. But he beat Damar Bay, and he was given a good ride by Dale Jacob Domteline. He travelled through the pack beautifully, and then he kicked on just the right time. Whereas Damon Bay was actually a bit keen. He was held up out the back. I think Aidan Coleman was desperate to settle him, and it didn't necessarily work. And he actually won his bumper at Lingfield as well on the all-weather. So his record in all-weather bumpers is for first and a second, Damon Bay. Mm-hmm. And if he's given a more prominent ride, I'm hoping he's an each-way price, because he's a great each-way double treble horse or something like that, Damar Bay, because he's got experience of the track. He comes here fit and well. Everything is in his favour. And Domteline's got a £10 claimer on. And again, I mean, the way he smoothly travelled through last time, it might not take more than a steer from Alex Chadwick. But I hope Aidan Coleman will be slightly more switched on this time around, and he will know what he's got in front of him. I think Stopped Out will be up there. Domteline will kick after him, and hopefully Damar Bay will be a bit closer at the death.
Okay, so is that the way we play it then? Damar Bay to, well, just Damar Bay each way?
Yeah. I think he'd be the angle in.
Okay, let's have a quick summary of your thoughts for Sunday then, Ross, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your three selections one more time.
Yeah, over at Market Raisin, Kilcooley in the 320, and then a couple of races at Kempton again. The My Tent or Yours race is an interesting one, the 440. Struggling to find an angle in, really. Seventh Sky might well be the angle for a decent price, but particularly keen on Damar Bay in the 510.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Ross. Enjoy on Sunday.
You too.
So there you go, the thoughts of Ross Briley on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. with Stuart Beasley, John Budden and Mark Slater in the studio. We have Jumping from Market Raisin, a Jumpers Bumpers card at Kempton Park, and Irish Racing from Navan, a good card there as well. 3 Grade 2s on the card over in Ireland. So plenty to look forward to. Tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.